fighting for America.
Students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge.
Fighting for Idaho.
I am what you call a weird child because I love school. I love getting to learn new things. I love different assignments, and I just love challenges.
Fighting for you.
So when you get all the other stuff out of the way, all the politics and all that, our desire is to prepare kids for what we think is a bright future.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
We look forward to coming to your fine schools
on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the Morning here, 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us, being here, promoting our school, securing our future. Thank you, CapEd Credit Union. And as we start the day, I do want to remind everybody that coming up on Monday, we'll be at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, and looking forward to meeting with you and collecting food and turkeys for the Boise Rescue Mission. We're calling it the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge, where we challenge folks to give a turkey. No ice bucket, just give a turkey. And again, to my friend Randy with the Ghost Mountain Riders. Randy, we won't be there this Sunday, but starting on Monday, we will be there, and we look forward to collecting your turkeys Monday through Saturday. That's the Walmart, Garrity, and Franklin. And for more information, you can go to 580kido.com. At Boise High School right now, Bob Thomas with us, assistant principal. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
All right. Well, that's good. You know, you've got to give it up for the audience today.
Yeah.
Here we are, almost to Thanksgiving break. Can you tell us a little bit about the school year and how it's been so far?
Yeah, sure. You know, I think we're off to a very good school year. We just finished our students just took the PSAT exam, which is the precursor to the SAT, a few weeks back, and on that same day, we did our first annual Boise High School Food Summit, which was a really neat event. We brought in some national speakers, and we had food trucks from across the valley, and then our students organized and ran an actual half-day-long food summit about, you know, different food topics having to do with food sustainability. So it was a really, really neat day, and, you know, we've wrapped up football and volleyball and our fall sports, and we're heading toward basketball and the holiday season, and so we're just kind of hopefully cruising right along, having a good school year.
Well, how is, you know, we hear so much about people being concerned about changing curriculum, and, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while in the schools we've been to. Any more thoughts on parents being concerned about Common Core being implemented? I know that's a hot topic for you, sir.
Yeah, the Idaho Core Standards, you know, it is a hot topic for educators and parents and students. You know, I mean, in terms of are there concerns about it, I guess the main issue is to make sure of a couple things. One, that, you know, you're well informed about what the impetus for the Idaho Core Standards is. And then number two, I think you have to look at, you know, how they're being implemented across curricular areas. And so if the intent of the core standards is, you know, student growth, and we're able to implement things that that help students perform better and learn better in math, reading, and language across all curricular areas, then I think we all have to feel pretty good about that.
No, that's always the goal, and it's a tough one for you because on one hand, you're the administration, you're with the teachers, but you're not with the teachers as far as being a part of their union and everything else, and then you've got to represent the parents. It's like being out on an island, but it seems, and I'm going to see if I can get you to go back to your broadcasting background here. We'll ask you for a soundbite. But it seems that everybody has great intentions when it comes to education.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes these programs, although well-meaning, add more work, and the results may or may not be what they were promised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go back to No Child Left Behind. You go back to when we were starting out the NTE, the National Teachers Exam was going to make sure we had good people going into education, not the bad ones. They're the nebulous bad ones that are out there. But as your experience as an educator, Do you marvel at sometimes that we're going to have another program, you know, the tiered certification, No Child Left Behind, the Common Core? You just wonder sometimes if you left each district up to its own devices, what would happen?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, I mean, I think Idaho is a state in which local control is viewed as something favorable. You know, I think it is difficult sometimes because we do seem as an industry to be sort of, you know, at the whim of kind of what the political environment is. And I think that gets frustrating for educators and parents and students. But I think whatever the program is, whether it's a tiered licensure program or Idaho Core Standards or even No Child Left Behind, whatever the program is, I think we have to make sure that we keep in mind the goal is student learning. And then, you know, coupled with that, we obviously want to be able to attract and retain really good qualified teachers wherever we are. And then I think on top of that,
does education get a bad rap because, you know, it's the campaign issue, it's the funding issue?
Well, I mean, education is generally speaking the largest part of any state budget. So
so that's not unique to Idaho.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, obviously it's going to be a big political issue because of the, you know, the funding that's spent on it. But I think the main thing we have to focus on is that we need to involve students and teachers in decisions that we make. And give them the best opportunity to create the best environment for learning.
580 KIDO, live from Boise High School here. What's next for the school year? Is it wind down time or, I mean, people still focused?
We're pretty focused right now. We're ramping up. We have about 6 weeks until end of semester exams. And so, you know, teachers and students are hard at it. We've got our winter sports coming up. We have our first girls basketball game this Saturday at Bishop Kelly. Go Braves. And then, you know, as we get toward the end of the semester, we'll start looking toward the spring. And in the spring, we've got some big stuff coming up. We have our AP testing in May. We have the SAT exam in the spring as well. And we have the SBAC or ISAT-2 testing. So we're going to have a lot of you know, kind of assessments going on for our students to see what kind of growth measures they've met. So we're looking forward to getting that data and seeing how we can use that to, you know, improve our school.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today, sir? We appreciate you coming in so early. You probably live here anyway.
Yeah. No, we appreciate you being here at Boise High School. And, you know, hey, I just want everybody out there to remember that every day is a great day to be a Brave.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Thank you.
It is 6:12. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. Now, a lot of folks have been wondering what happened with the big comet yesterday. Here's an update from our own Simon Owen with Kevin Miller.
A space probe called Philae sending back the world's first picture taken from the surface of a comet. The European Space Agency posting it on Twitter, showing a jagged, rocky surface surrounded by nothing but black space. The agency's mission control in Germany celebrating making history by landing the probe yesterday, 10 years and 4 billion miles after it left Earth. But it seems it was a bumpy landing. Harpoons intended to tether the probe to the surface failed to fire. Despite that, scientists say it's stable and is already sending back data. Studying the comet could unlock secrets of the origins of our solar system. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You know, a lot of folks are talking about the comet, but, you know, wouldn't it be great if if NASA did this? And I understand that we're supposed to think globally, that we're supposed to all be good citizens of the world. It's the revenge of Captain Planet. Do you remember Captain Planet? I don't know. I found Captain Planet, quite frankly, to be very disturbing, where you have five or six people come together and they're one guy and go planet or whatever. And if you're a young person, you know what I'm talking about, and it was Ted Turner's vision of the world. Now, what we see is the fantasy of Captain Planet, but the reality is we have the situation going on with ISIS. We have the Ebola situation in Africa. We have well-meaning folks that have been taken hostage. We have crazy Putin, as we heard exclusively here with our own Alistair Wanklin, putting a black shawl over the Chinese prime minister's wife, and they didn't like it over there. Then we have our own internal problems. So even though it's the International Space Station, I like it when we called it Space Station Freedom. That's the original name of it. Like the Freedom Tower. No, we can't embrace freedom. We'll call it the World Trade Center, or One World Trade Center again. You know, other places, other governments, heck, other countries don't have a problem, have no problem with claiming things for themselves. Why do we always want to give the assist as opposed to claim the glory? Now, we do have a deficit problem. And if, unless you're in the stock market, you're doing incredibly well. But ordinary average Americans, not so much. So as I sit here at Boise High School, the birthplace of 580KIDO, we'll explain a little bit more about that coming up, I'm thinking to myself, are we really saving all that money by shutting down NASA? I've worked in NASA towns. In fact, in the old days of talk radio, before everybody became so, shall we say, neutered, the first thing you would do is go into a town to show your affection and give everybody a slap. And I can recall in Huntsville, Alabama, they've got all the space things down there, Wernher von Braun and the like. And, you know, I would say that we never went to the moon. And after getting deluged with NASA employees, you know, you make a kind of a conversation about it. It's kind of like your neighborhood curmudgeon who just says things to get you going. And, you know, you respond to the curmudgeon, and that's really what talk radio used to be. And I can remember, oh, you know, the space program, and I'd say some goofy things, and as you get older, we can admit that. And I'd say, well, it gave us Tang, and we got Velcro and a microwave oven. But as I'm seeing this comet, as I'm seeing people try and privatize the space business, I get kind of choked up. I get emotional because it's Americana. We should own it. We beat the Russians to the moon. And now other countries, the Chinese, the Europeans, the Europeans, do we really want the Europeans to be landing on the comet? No. Gosh, it should be the United States of America, should it not? And if I'm running for president, if I'm running for governor, if I'm running for the mayor of Star, which there has been an active community out there trying to recruit me to run as the people's mayor. Now, I don't know the mayor of Star. I'm sure he does a great job. And, you know, if I were running for anything, regardless of what it was, I would say, I pledge to you, Timmy, I will bring the space agency back. And, you know, whether it would be Mars, Pennsylvania, or Star, Idaho, I would start it all over again. Now, I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but the real moral of the story is, how many engineers, how many folks could we employ if we started going back to space? And I don't mean circling the Earth and the space station, but actually doing exploration, unmanned exploration, like we have with the Voyager program, like we have with these other programs that are very successful, and you get such a maximum return on your investment. I mean, the European satellite, heck, and I know it's Europe. Just bear with me for entertainment purposes only. The European satellite, it's technology that's 10 years old. I mean, did we have Facebook then? Well, kind of, sort of. Maybe it was called the Facebook. Did we have the ubiquitous presence of cell phones? If you were a fan of Saved by the Bell, maybe. But in reality, think of what the space program, the source of pride, the source of positivity would bring if we brought that back. It is 6:18, live from Boise High School. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Put our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
When I think back. Wonder, I can think
it all. 6:25, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580KIDO. Continuing on here as we move along, we're less than a few minutes away from another traffic report. Big rollover crash. Dave Burnett will have the latest on this. And winter weather, the big story everywhere. The key here is, do you believe just how big it will be? I mean, we hear about the big rainstorms. Remember, what was it? Last week we were supposed to have the big rainstorm. Do you remember that? The big rainstorm that was coming in? I mean, it was like a little drizzle, but it wasn't like deluged. And look, I understand that people in the media have a tough job. I think the tougher job is going to be being out there driving around with people that are not informed. And what? What do? You take extra time. You do this. But in reality, the reason why we have all this wall-to-wall stuff is because we don't have a lot of news here, which is a good thing. How many times do we, hear the same stories over and over again? And I guess that's why a lot of us like it here, because we can focus in on life. But if it is a challenge here today, you can always get updates from our texting service through Traffic Now. In addition to that, we'll have more traffic updates as we roll along. And like I said, when we have these accidents, it adds to the level of difficulty, kind of like in your video games, except it's real life. Other news of the day, this broke a little yesterday, and we've talked a little bit about it, but Doug Lazader has the latest.
Some of the specifics of the draft proposal that Fox has learned about. 4.5 million parents of American-born children would be legalized. The president would also expand the exemption for immigrants brought here as minors, and there would also be a big pay raise for immigration and customs enforcement officers.
There we have it, a very controversial proposal by the president of the United States. Perhaps he's curbing his proposed executive action. You have folks in Congress stating that this is not a good thing. We shall see if that breaks down. Also, a nice raise for the Borders and Customs folks. That would be a welcome thing. But, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, you have to wonder if this is the right move. Moving right along, remember, coming up on Monday, we'll be at the Walmart Garrity in Franklin. Now, my friend Randy, again, from the Ghost Mountain Riders that donated so many turkeys last time, do not come on Sunday. We will not be there on Sunday, but we will be there beginning at 5 a.m. on Monday. I'll be living out in the trailer, thanks to our friends from Nelson's RV. Also, thanks to our friends at Team Mazda, Team Subaru, a treasured, valued member of our community. Those folks there really care. They do such a great job. I can recall having many meetings with Rob and his staff, and it wasn't about selling cars. Look, they want to sell you cars, but on the other hand, it was about really being a part of the community, and we couldn't do it without their support. Other folks do this, do that. I just want to be honest and credible and real, and without Team Mazda Subaru, we couldn't do Miller's Mission. Of course, those donations will benefit the Boise Rescue Mission, and we take a look at the weather today. Imagine not having a home. For a lot of people in the Treasure Valley, it's not an imagination. Or move it one step further, maybe you have a home and you don't have a lot of furniture. Or you don't have anything in the refrigerator. And nobody likes to be the kid, the person left out of the in club, right? And maybe you're part of the working poor, or you know someone that is. And everybody's talking about, man, I'm going to be home for Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a great time. And they go, hey, what are you doing? Well, you might have a turkey sandwich if you're lucky. That's why we're doing this. And again, cash donations, food items, and the like. Miller's Mission beginning Monday, Walmart, Garrity, and Franklin. I'll be living there. Would definitely like to see you and make a difference, because you always get more than when you give. And by the way, let's face it, it goes for a good cause. Much more on that coming up. It is 6:29. Other top stories of the day, though, at 580KIDO. Coming up, we'll take a look at whether the Keystone Pipeline will happen. There's some movement there. And your cell phone. Could it increase the probability of you getting brain cancer? And if that does happen, is it time to give the phone the boot? Finally, some liberation from these oppressive cell phones. That and more next at 580KIDO.
Good morning from Boise High. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, from Boise High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And it's a great day at Boise High School. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, live from the library. You can call it the library. A lot of computers here. In addition to that, the big screen. I can't even describe the type of education going on. I guess it's the digital learning that is taking over the places here at 580KIDO. So I want to thank our friends at CapEd Credit Union, promoting our school, securing our future. As I said before, we love the people that contribute both on the air and behind the scenes, and it's our point to highlight what they do. And CapEd has been a great partner. We appreciate those guys understanding the value. You know, a lot of people can sit back and do these things, but they have really shown their commitment. So thank you, CapEd Credit Union. Okay, some of our big stories here coming up. Oh, are you our guest? Okay, well, come on. It's a live show here at 580KIDO. We'll talk a little bit more about the winter weather. You got to move up close because it's just like a phone. And apparently now the phones are bad for us. We'll talk a little bit about that, whether your cell phone is really all that in a bag of chips. Why don't you introduce yourself here to everybody at 580KIDO, ma'am?
Hi, my name's Pat Santarangio, and I am the teacher librarian here at Boise High School.
You know, you're so focused. You're sitting there doing all these things and not even being distracted, and it's not even 6:30 in the morning and you're ready to go.
Well, we're usually here and open by 6 in the morning. 0 hour starts at 10 to 7, so we usually have students who need to come in, print something off, get a book for class. We have pretty long hours here.
Boy, and how rewarding is it?
You know, it's the best job on earth, and Boise High is a very, very special place.
Now, the best job on earth, really?
I think working with kids is really rewarding.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't hear that. And that's one of the reasons why we've done this program is, you know, to get the other side of the equation. We just hear about costs and values. We don't hear about the lives that are changed through education.
Absolutely. And, you know, you can talk about data and costs and values, and I know everybody is so concerned about that, but kids really aren't widgets. When you look around at the thousands of books that are here, every kid a different book. And we really say, if you don't like that book, that doesn't mean it's a bad book. It just means it's the wrong book for you at this moment, so let's try to match you with the right one. And that's really what education is. It's individualizing.
And, of course, it's in addition to that, it's liberating when you put everything together. Talk a little bit about your duties here.
Let me see. We do a little bit of everything. We say we may not know the answer, but we know how to find it. That's what libraries are now. And we're digital. Our library extends far beyond the boundaries of this room, but this is a very popular room in the school because we try to offer a lot of different settings. You look around, you can see comfortable leather chairs. You can see lots of displays encouraging kids to read this or do that. We do have a computer lab also. We have laptops and iPads that we can hand out to kids because we have Wi-Fi, and they can work all around this room in different settings and in different ways.
580KIDO, as we move on, how do you keep up digitally with everything?
You try to stay one step ahead of the kids because they are digital natives, and obviously technology changes very quickly. And that's one of my jobs, actually, is to reassure teachers who are extremely content-driven. They have a huge curriculum to deliver. They have individualizing. They have meetings. They have everything else. And so my job is to try to make them comfortable with the tools that we provide them. And I am a teacher, so I a lot of times team teach with them and introduce some of those digital tools for a lesson. And then they continue on with the content.
How difficult is it for you, though, to keep up with the digital natives? You know, you've got a sit back and, you know, sometimes you've got to ask them how to do these things.
You know, I have a 19-year-old son, so I can make it very personal. And I will say the digital natives that I see are really great at some things, and those are things that I'm not as good at. They're whizzes at locating a video on YouTube or downloading music or finding that article in Wikipedia. They are not as good, and that's where the education piece comes in. They're not as good at analyzing sources, which are the best sources to use. There's still some work to do on organizing files,
sure,
and key, just like their rooms, right?
Just like my room, actually. But let me hit you with this here at 580KIDO. What can we as adults learn from kids? Because we have this big millennial generation, the largest that's ever been, exceeding the baby boomers, we're going to have to rewire ourselves because, you know, when we were kids, we learned from our parents, but because they have this uniqueness of being digital natives and everything else, and we're also digital, what can we learn to effectively communicate with our younger friends, family members, and coworkers? Because you interact with them every day. You speak their language.
Here's the thing. I think good teaching and good parenting supersede high technology. So just like 30 years ago, people were concerned about hair lengths or collars or bell bottoms. And then we had the big boom boxes on the shoulders. But, you know, kids are kids and they may have that phone in the pocket. But as a parent or as a teacher, you would put restrictions on any activity that they have or interaction with friends. And so I think we just need to be sensible. I have a cell phone. We all have cell phones, but we still need human communication. And so we need some restrictions, some limitations, and then we employ the technology for its intended use.
Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
No, I know people drive by this facility all the time. It's behind the Y. It's just down from the Capitol and the beautiful curved windows. And I hope they peek inside sometime and see the cool stuff going on in here.
Well, and you know, you have the challenge of keeping up to date with everything in this very historic facility.
Absolutely. One of the first things I did when I came into the job was look at the collection. It's really, I believe it's the oldest high school library in Idaho. And we have a ton of historic books, and it felt semi-sacrilegious to simply toss everything.
Oh, yeah.
But some things simply weren't relevant for current research. So we established an archive down the hall, and very interesting historic books. We have communiques between the Allied commanders in World War II. That now has become even more important because there's an enhanced focus on primary source documents. So we have all of those. They still live in our catalog. They just have a tag on their call number that says they're in the archive down the hall.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for what you do. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a great day here at Boise High.
Well, we'll try not to be too loud. Okay. 6:45, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Do want to remind you, Miller's Mission coming up Monday. Thank you, Team Mazda, Team Subaru. Thank you, Nelson's RV. And to Randy with the Ghost Mountain Riders. Randy, don't show up on Sunday with the turkeys. We do want you to show up Saturday or Thursday, or send me an email, kevin@kidoam.com. By the way, if you want to take the Treasure Valley Turkey Challenge, send me an email or send me a message on Facebook. We want to get as many turkeys, as much cash, as many donations as possible to the people in need at the Boise Rescue Mission. The cool thing about that is you get to clean out your closets. You declutter your life. So you're actually getting something out of giving away your slightly worn clothes or shoes or what have you. We are at Boise High School, promoting our school, securing our future. Now, we live with them. We love them. Can we do without them? And it's the idea of the cell phones. And I remember when Larry King used to be on television that he used to interview people talking about whether or not cell phones would increase the probability of you getting brain cancer, or in fact would cause brain cancer. And oh my, people just went crazy on whether or not that would be the case. Now you have to wonder whether the cell phone companies are going to give us the information, kind of like, you know, lead and paint. Nobody thought that lead and paint was a big deal, and Then we find out it's bad for kids. It's bad for all of us, right? So could our cell phones be causing us an issue when it comes to our health? That's something that we'll look at. We'll take your calls. Also, your thoughts on the president's push possibly to have a new executive order dealing with immigration. We've had a lot of people on social media talk about that. Our friend Bob says, Kevin, I used to be stationed in the Dakotas. Winter here is like summer there. Quit your whining. Well, Bob, thank you for that. We appreciate the insight. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And remember, if you're a business or a company and you want to come down during the program and donate 5, 10, 20 turkeys and be a part of the team, send me a Facebook. It's Kevin Miller or Kevin Miller Show on Facebook. And I would love to coordinate that with you to really maximize our time at the Walmart on Garrity at Franklin. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO.
Brian Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
6:53 at Boise High School. Kevin Miller in the morning. Is there a government cover-up concerning cell phone usage? Boy, how many of you are going to bed at night, hanging out with your cell phone, your words with friends? And I mean, does the cell phone, is the same thing as a tablet? I mean, oh, Kevin, you've been listening to Alex Jones too much. Well, let's take a listen from our own Alex Hine at 580KIDO.
A study in Sweden found that those who used a mobile or cordless phone for more than 25 years had triple the risk for a certain type of brain cancer compared to those who used the phones for less than a year. The odds of developing glioma, an awful fatal brain cancer, rose with the years and hours of use. However, despite the risk rising, the odds of developing glioma remain low. The study relied on people remembering their level of mobile phone use over several decades. Scientists say the results underscore the need for more research. House Call for Health, I'm Alex Hine, Fox News Radio.
There we have it, the truth revealed. The truth revealed that there's a higher probability. Now, maybe we should start banning the cell phones. Well, we can't really ban the cell phones because we live with them all the time. Well, perhaps some of these big muckety-muck companies should ensure that the radiation level is appropriate. Now, to our conservative friends, by the way, you can check out our website. We have a very interesting photo from Boise High School. That'll be up in about 10 minutes. Or you can go to our Facebook, KIDOM Boise, and you'll see it as well. A very colorful historical character is next to me. And you don't have to have the wisdom of blank to understand that you need some regulation. And that's the big issue that I have with people that are libertarians and people that are, you know, Republicans who talk about we need the government out of our lives. The libertarian argument would be, well, we don't need the FAA because if a plane crashes, silly goose, you will not go on that airline anymore. Okay, well, that's a heck of a lesson to learn. And people that say that government doesn't do anything right, well, you take a look at the highways, the roads, the schools and such, and I think we do a pretty good job. Like a lot of things, is it perfect? No, but neither is, you know, just taking your hand off the wheel. So you think about this as you take a look at your device. Maybe you're like Hotel Ryan and you're transcribing this show here for our VIP club members. And you're thinking to yourself, do I need this cell phone as much? Think about the great devices. And people have given Steve Jobs a lot of credit for it. But, you know, let's go back 10 years ago where we had the phones and we didn't have the email. We didn't have the Facebook. We didn't have all these instant connections. I mean, I think our lives were a lot less stressful. And the idea that you have some people that have their phones glued to them all the time. Are they getting the dose of what could be deadly radiation? And as that report said from Fox News Radio, I believe that there should be more independent research. But let's say you're one of these big companies. Let's say I'm going to start moving my phone away from me here. Let's say you're one of these big companies, these cell phone providers. Are you going to put the money into something that could limit your profitability? mean, there has to be principle before profit. And I know I'm sounding like Teddy Roosevelt today, and maybe it's because we're at the schools for a better reason or not, but don't you? And how many people? Well, look, you have people that smoke all the time, and they know the increased risk that they have, but they do that. You have people that, you know, have an occasional chicken sandwich more than they should, like me. They know the risks associated with that. So should cell phones be the acquired risk, as the study indicates? Well, it's a lower level, but do you really trust any of these folks that will give you that two-for-one plan, that texting, gigabytes, and everything else, to do the research on their own products? Probably not. And a great movie for you to watch, Tucker, A Man and His Dream. It'll tell you all about big business. Let's get you to work safely. And on. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning.